This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, WGN talk show host, a financial journalist, and CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So, you know, every week we talk about the things that you need to do to protect your money and create income. And Tom, to kick things off, I know that you've got this complimentary income planning packet. We talk about it every week. And last week, a couple of people actually called and asked for it. So I want to spend some time talking about that a little bit later on. But it's going to cover some of the stuff we're going to talk about today, including maximizing your income in retirement and how to organize your assets and how to actually calculate the money that you're going to need in retirement and create a budget worksheet.
That's all part of it. It's also, you know, the other elements of taxes. That's always part of everyone's life, trying to get as close to tax-free as possible, protecting the assets. There's all these, we call them the five pillars to your retirement. And as you said, at least we can talk about those a little further, but we're certainly going to cover one of them or a couple of them in more detail today.
Yeah. And you can always find Tom at 630-934-1855. So let's dig in. So one of the most basic retirement planning questions people have, Tom, is how am I doing? Or how the blank, blank, blank am I doing? Because we all want to understand, right? We already understand, like, how we're doing and if we're going to have enough money. And Fidelity came up with some benchmarks that got published this week. They were updated, I should say. And, you know, I'm wondering if you can run through what those benchmarks are and if you think they're actually helpful for people who are in their 50s and 60s to sort of measure themselves against these benchmarks.
Well, you know, the article talked about having, you know, we see these goals and these benchmarks, as you call them. For example, age 50, they're saying you should have 6 times your salary. Age 55, 7 times your salary. And then they go all the way up to 67 and say, well, you should have 10 times your annual salary in savings at that point if you're going to be on track. You know, look, I'm a fan of goals. I mean, you got to have goals. And I would just say to anyone out there, what is your goal? You know, what is this call to, and that's the kind of the call to action that I say, you want to define your goals. One of though, the pitfall, you know, it's just like anything, at least whether you're going to go on a diet, whether you're for your career, your education, there's got to be goals if you want to get to where you're getting now. So when we talk about retirement goals, I think one of the concerns I have with we almost always see it's a number, right? We want to get to a number, just like this Fidelity a report saying 6 times your salary. Well, that's a number. If your salary is 100,000, they're saying it at 50, you should have 600,000 put away for your retirement. And again, I applaud the whole goals, but you know, I think we need to really take a step back and understand what we're trying to get to. And again, it's not about a number. There's a lot of different moving parts here. It's really more of we want to get to an income versus a pot of money. It's interesting. We go into retirement, or we're approaching retirement, we're supposed to just redefine everything, go from paychecks to living out of a bucket of money, right?
Yeah.
And so that's why we've talked about this before, why when we talk about retirement planning, we want to talk about having an income stream, consistent income coming in every week, every month. And so that's where you start to set your goals. I would say the first thing is to set a goal. Mm-hmm. Here's an idea. Instead of, again, it's good, and again, I applaud it. You have $1 million in the retirement accounts. That is terrific. But really, the number one thing about getting an income plan in place, and that's one of the five pillars, is know your monthly number. How many of us really know? Again, we can use the benchmarks, right? We've heard the 85% of what you have today or whatever it might be. But when you retire, you're going to have monthly expenses that don't go away. Housing will be the largest expense, a mortgage payment or property tax. Medicare for retirees, monthly premiums, food, personal care, and transportation. We really want to know what our expenses are and to keep track of these. I think if there's one thing, another idea that you can come away with is start tracking that. Start tracking. You can use one card nowadays, right? I mean, it's almost like you can use your bank account, a debit card, to track your monthly expenses. Yeah. I bet you'd be surprised. I bet you'd be surprised at the end of that month.
How much you're spending? Oh, I think people have no idea.
I agree.
To go back to this benchmark stuff, though, which is interesting, is, you know, just because you've got 10 times your annual salary at age 67 doesn't mean that you're going to replace your income if you retired the next day, right? Because you'd have 10 years, maybe, if you're still invested in something, 11 or 12 years. So, I suppose if you're only going to live to be 80, that's fine, and that would work out. But to your point, that's just not how any of us actually live. And so the idea of having benchmarks feels, it feels, I don't know if misleading is the right word or confusing to me. The idea that, you know, when you're 30, you should have three times your salary, you know, put away. And when you're 40, you should have six times or four times, or five times. And then Fidelity's like at 50, it's six times. Well, what happens if you're making $100,000 at age 50? Right. So that's $600,000. But by the time you're 60, now you're making $150,000 and you need eight times the $150,000. That's a really big jump of savings over 10 years. How the heck are you supposed to do that?
Right. And I agree with you. I don't know if it's a trap. Again, I applaud goals, but okay, you've got this chunk of money. Now what? We've talked about income versus savings or investments. We really need to discern against these two ideas. Again, you have a chunk of money. We need to talk more about the income piece. When I talk about income, and these are things, again, step one, know what your monthly number is. I'm not a fan, again, of 85% of what it is. That may not be true. So really start to do the homework. I think once you start tracking these things, it just provides some clarity. And then all of a sudden you can say, I see what I'm spending. I'm spending, you know, whatever the number is, $8,000 a month. Well, you can do the math. That's $96,000 a year you need in retirement. And so you start to work into these, at least get close. You will never be to the penny. But that's one thing, if there was one, a couple takeaways from today, is really start to hone in on what your numbers are. And then take a look at, well, okay, what are my income, right? Income, not assets. I'm, again, a fan of growing a pile of money. But you go to SSA.gov, find out what your Social Security benefits are going to be. I had a couple in here last week going to retire at the end of the year. They had a few million dollars put away. And you know what's interesting about it? And that's great. Beautiful, lovely couple. Okay. And they were still a little worried. Isn't that interesting? Because, again, it's not about, you know, now you're going to live out of a pile of money. That's a little discomforting for a lot of people because it's just, you're supposed to, you've been working 30 or 40 or years or more. Their Social Security was about $55,000. And so they had to supplement. We went through these ideas, but understand the Social Security decision. How do you turn it on? When can you take it? That is an income stream, not an asset. You can still have $1 million, $2 million of investments, but you have Social Security. That's one thing. Pensions, right?
And you have to, and you, to your point, you have to break it all up. We have to take a short break, but I want to talk a little bit about this. So we're going to take a short break, talk about this with Tom. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink here with Tom Fortino of Alpha Wealth Group. We've been talking about income, and if you want to talk to Tom about your income and your retirement income or lack thereof, you want to give him a call, 630-934-1855. And be sure when you talk to him to ask him to send you his Tom's five pillars of retirement. They cover asset protection, investments, your estate and legacy planning, very important stuff, taxes, and how do you build that guaranteed stream of income. And Tom will be more than happy to give that to you. Just give him a call, 630-934-1855. So, Tom, before the break, we were talking about the idea of how you take a large chunk of cash and you turn it into, you know, lifetime income. This comes up. You know, MarketWatch was talking about the survey this week in which one in three people believe they could get lifetime income from a mutual fund. One in five thought it comes from a target date fund. Nope. And so, you know, as you're working with this couple that you were working with and the people that I talked to this week, you know, walk through how you were getting them to think about their couple of million dollars that they've put away and really, I'm sure, carefully built over a lifetime, how to convert that into something that actually would be more like lifetime income.
Well, we start with, of course, the foundation of their income and all these pieces. So let's take a look at it. You know, income comes in regardless of the market. When I talk about income, it comes in, it's consistent. Things like, again, we talked about it earlier, Social Security. That's a pretty common, you know, piece of income.
Sure.
Pensions are another piece of income. Now, you can use the investments, interest, and dividends off the income, too. That's income producing. There's also one other idea here out there, that, again, that you can create income. Because we know pensions are very, I don't want to, maybe uncommon. They're just not as common. Let's put it
that
way.
Well, they're less common. I mean, they are for, they used to be very common, right? Like 50, 60 years ago, everybody had one. And today, I think it's less than 20% people have them.
Yeah, it actually, I saw the statistic, Department of Labor said from 1986 to 2016, pensions have dropped by 73%.
Yep.
And it's just been this incredible drop. So it's just a different, the onus is on us nowadays, especially with dealing with that. Plus, you have interest rates that are effectively zero. You can't park it in a bank and get 4%. And it's unfortunate because it just puts more and more stress on the individual to create income in retirement. Another idea is look into these. I've talked about them before as annuities, right? There's pros and cons to them, but it's a way to create, in a way, your own pension. In other words, you can set them up. You can invest dollars in them, and they will give you a guaranteed lifetime income stream. And you can even set it up if you're married for a joint lifetime income stream. You can do that on a portion of your money. So the idea here is now all of a sudden I'm combining these income streams, not about a pile of money, not about a number. Those are paychecks that are going to come in every month for the rest of my life. And in the event I predecease my spouse, again, for those that are married, if you set it up properly, you maximize Social Security, you have these other things, joint lifetime payouts, you set up your pension properly. So now you're starting to create an income plan that will last a lifetime. That's the approach.
So I want to talk about annuities for a minute, because I think annuities get a bad rap sometimes. Sometimes they're deserved, right? I mean, they could be extremely expensive. They're sold inappropriately to a lot of people. And there are a lot of different kinds, and it's confusing, right? There's immediate annuities. There's other kinds of annuities.
Yeah.
But, you know, so when we say to somebody, you know, think about an annuity, or an annuity can be very helpful here, it's different kinds of annuities. How do you help your clients sort through the different ones and which ones to really think about? What's a good deal in an annuity, and how do you know?
Well, that's a good point, Elise. You're bringing up, there's a lot of things and so much information out there, but annuities, I usually try to keep it very simple. We're not looking at immediate annuities. I usually stay away from variable annuities, but there are indexed annuities that you can use. In other words, they're principal protected. Those are the types I would look at, and they have what's called a lifetime income benefit. In other words, there's still an account value, and so to the extent you don't go through the money that they pay out that's there for a lifetime, whatever's left goes to your children and grandchildren. So that's really unique. So it does act like a pension in that way, where you're getting a lifetime income. Now, you say there's pros and cons. Yeah. Look, if the market does 12% a year for the next 10 years, who needs it, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, we've got this great... So it's the difference between a probability of saying, I think the market's going to perform well enough and it's going to provide me the growth and income I need, versus a guarantee. So we really, again, need to understand, what if I can set this up to create all the income I need throughout my lifetime, so I know that money's coming in that will support my lifestyle, but also I have the investments for the growth that I can pull money out of to do the things I want, of when I want to do it. So really, it's a combination of these things to create a plan. So now you have an income plan, but you also have an investment plan, and everything's working together.
Well, I want to talk about the investment plan, because so many people retire at 67 or 60 or 62 or 72, whatever age it is, right? And immediately, everything gets shifted over into bonds. Now, if you've been invested in bonds, fixed income securities over the last 25 years, man, you have missed out on the greatest run-up of the stock market in history. And your buying power has got to be, I have not calculated the numbers, but like a fraction of what it was 20 years ago. And, you know, how do you help people not make that mistake? Because really the idea of when you're at super low, historic low interest rates, negative interest rates in many parts of the world, how do you even say to somebody, go buy a bond?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Yeah, over the last 2 years, the S&P has probably been up about 50% bonds. The aggregate bond index has probably been about 5. So you can see the disparity. And if you go back, it's even, the gap even gets bigger. So a couple things here. I would say number one, and that gets back to this whole idea of creating a plan where you have all the income that you need coming in. That means you have, you know, you don't have to worry as much. It kind of gives you somewhat of a permission slip to say I can be a little more growth oriented on the investment side because the income, that box is checked. I have all the income I need. So if there's these dips in the market, I'm not relying as much on my investments again. So this comes back to the strength of your income plan and creating that. But, you know, at some point is, and they're also, I'll bring another example up. We talked about annuities. Sometimes they're a good bond alternative. You can look at these indexed annuities as a bond alternative. These are just ideas. Now, I don't necessarily say you have to abandon bonds 100%. You need to be careful because if I was talking to people last year in March and when the virus hit, when the aggregate bond index, or if in 2008, it was actually positive 5% when the market was down 37. So there is a balance here. You just have to be careful where we're too, like you said, Elise, too overweight bonds. We can't be too cautious, especially when you look at inflation. You know, the last reading was 5%, right? And so when we're in retirement, that's another aspect we have to worry about, among other things, inflation, not only in creating the income, but in creating the income that is indexed for inflation over our lifetimes. We really right. need to sit down and put pencil to paper and really start to look at this. This is income planning. So I'm just throwing out some ideas as to how are you really looking at your income plan? Are you figuring out your monthly number, number one? Number two, are you looking at what sources of income you're coming to have and seeing what the income gap is? And now are you starting to design an income plan? So coupled with everything else.
It's a lot. And what's interesting is that the couple I talked to this week, you know, they reached out and, you know, he's older and sick and she's, you know, no spring chicken in her late 70s. And, you know, she's like, we've been invested in bonds, but it's not really doing too much for us. What do you think we should do next? And I said, well, what's the totality of your picture look like? What are you thinking about? Mm-hmm. And she told me that they've been talking to a bunch of investment advisors. She's doing she's going to go with an institutional investor. And I said, well, the first thing they're going to try and do is sell you something that you may not need. But this idea that you need to be able to take a step back and have somebody help you objectively look at what your different options are and say, okay, well, if you go down path A, it's going to look like this, and path B, it's going to look like this.
Yeah, you have to look at the risks. You have to understand what your needs are. I mean, there's also these other pieces to it, which we didn't even get into, especially, you know, some things with older couples, you know, asset protection. What happens if there's a long-term illness? What happens if one of the spouses predeceased? We know one Social Security goes away. That's an income. Yep. A pension may be reduced, and now you may be in a higher tax bracket. This is all part of the income plan, too. You know, you talk about all these moving parts you have to consider. So how am I protecting myself from those? Okay, I'm creating the income, but now what happens? What I sometimes call these what ifs. Have I protected in that sense from inflation, from taxes, from premature death or spouse passing away, disability? I mean, I don't mean to throw a million things out there, but these are all aspects of creating a solid income plan. You know, so I always say, imagine getting all the income you need in retirement and getting as much of it tax-free and then protecting it as much as you can throughout your lifetime, as well as if you're married for your spouse's lifetime. That's planning.
Well, it sounds like, and we're out of time, of course, because it always just flies by with you. But, you know, it sounds to me that really the best thing somebody can do is set up a one-on-one appointment with you to go through this and create this personalized, complete retirement plan that includes all these different pieces of it. So if that's what somebody wants to do, here's where to find Tom, 630-934-1855. I'm Elise Glink. That's it for this edition of This Week in Wealth. Hope you enjoyed it. You can find me at bestmoneymoves.com, and you can find Tom at 630-934-1855. We hope you will join us again next week. And until then, here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.